You may be seated, and it's in this portion of the service that we are going to share the words responsively of the Athanasian Creed. This will be done with myself, the congregation. You'll be the people part. Reader one is going to be Kay Glather, and I'll read reader two. And just some words of explanation before actually sharing the creed itself. As an expression of our faith, we confess the words of the Athanasian Creed, the longest and most recent of the three ecumenical creeds of the Church, the others being the Nicene Creed and the Apostles' Creed. Because of the Athanasian Creed's length, we will be dividing the creed into two sections and will be assisted by readers in speaking it. Whoever desires to be saved must above all hold the universal faith. Whoever does not keep it whole and undefiled will without doubt perish eternally.
And the universal faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confusion the persons nor dividing the substance. For the Father is one person, the Son is another, and the Holy Spirit is another. But the Godhead of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit is one, the glory equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, the Holy Spirit uncreated. The Father infinite, the Son infinite, the Holy Spirit infinite. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals,
but one eternal. Just as there are not three uncreated or three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite.
In the same way, the Father is almighty, the Son is almighty, the Holy Spirit almighty, and yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, and yet there are not three gods, but one God. So the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, the Holy Spirit is Lord, and yet there are not three lords, but one Lord.
Just as we are compelled by the Christian truth to acknowledge each distinct person as God and Lord,
so also are we prohibited by the universal church to say that there are three gods or lords.
The Father is not made, nor created, nor begotten by anyone. The Son is neither made, nor created, but begotten of the Father alone. The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made, nor created, not begotten, but proceeding.
Thus there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none if before or after another, none if greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal with each other and co-equal, so that in all things, as has been stated above, the Trinity in unity and unity in Trinity is to be worshipped. Therefore, whoever desires to be saved must think thus about the Trinity.